Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. And as we always do, let's take a moment to first clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine, as in hands. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, gastrointestinal issues, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other problems. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening to you, as well as to offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we start on today's topic, let me remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel syndrome, concussion, allergy, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then to the on-demand section, then scroll all the way down and select the Your Health shows. Then you can click on the individual show by topic. Et voila, the magic of on-demand radio. We love it. So today's topic is ankle pain and injury. And wait, don't touch that dial. This is not only about your garden variety ankle sprain. In case you think you already know everything there is to know about ankle pain, I want you to think again and give a listen. With all the hurry and the bustle of the holiday season, running around up and down icy stairs and streets, rushing through crowds with invisible street curbs somewhere below all those feet, having to hurry through our usual sport and workout routines to get back in time for that party or school concert, even spending more time walking around and rushing about and dancing in high-heeled shoes for holiday events, it's extra easy right now to turn or roll an ankle or even have a full fall that injures our ankles, leaving us with a painful swollen joint where our feet meet our legs. Or even just to strain the joint, leaving us with mysterious pain when we walk or stand. There is no getting around a painful ankle with any kind of ambulation. No matter whether we're standing still or gingerly walking, that extraordinary ankle joint has to move and bear weight. Pain in our ankles can be the result of acute injury, meaning a new damaging event, or chronic strains resulting from inherent structural issues, or repeated injuries to tendons or ligaments, or from chronic diseases like arthritis or gout. In order to understand how to determine which is which and how to help the problem, we need to have some understanding of the amazing ankle anatomy and how the joint works. So how does it work? The ankle joint, formerly called the talocrural joint, is the joint between our foot and lower leg. It's created by the intersection of the two lower leg bones, the larger central tibia and the smaller lateral fibula running down the outside of the leg, and the uppermost bone of the foot called the talus. The ankle joint is called a mortise joint because the protuberant topmost portion of the talus coming up from the foot is covered on its sides by the downward extensions of the tibia and fibula bones, which are the knobby portions of the ankle bones we are most familiar with that stick out from the inside and outside of the ankle, called logically the medial malleolus on the inside from the tibia and the lateral malleolus on the outside from the fibula. A very extensive network of ligaments connects and stabilizes the ankle joint in every dimension, like straps on luggage or picnic basket lids. The ligament network allows for extensive ranges of motion of the foot on the leg in some directions, i.e. up and down, and very little motion in other directions, like inwards and outwards, to enable freedom in walking, running, climbing, and jumping, but to prevent falls and slippage of the foot off to one side or the other during normal activity. There are officially 9 ligaments that interconnect the ankle bones. Remember that ligaments connect bone to bone and tendons connect muscle to bone, and there are a number of tendons that pass around the ankle joint. The ankle ligaments can be thought of as grouped into anterior, meaning the front, posterior, meaning the back, lateral, meaning the outside, and medial, meaning the inside, and a special pair that sits between the tibia and fibula called the syndesmotic or high ankle ligaments. The most commonly injured ankle ligaments are the lateral and anterior ligaments, but they are all subject to strains and sprains. While ligament injury is the most common cause of ankle pain, it is not the only cause. Like all bony joints, the ankle joint is able to glide because of cartilage lining the moving parts of the involved bones. And this cartilage is subject to wear and tear, as it is with any joint. There are also several tendons of the lower leg muscles that wrap around the ankle and attach to the foot itself to anchor these muscles and make it possible for them to do their job of moving the foot and lower leg through all of our paces and activities. These tendons can become irritated, inflamed, or strained, i.e., they can develop tendinitis and become very painful. And sometimes this pain can be confused with pain in the ankle joint itself. So then, what are the specific causes of ankle pain? Well, in the acute category, as mentioned, there's ligament injury. They are called sprains based on the severity, and that is the most common pain. Ligaments are the strap-like connective tissue that stabilize joints in their normal and optimal range of motion. They have a certain degree of inherent stretch and flexibility that allows for the optimal range of motion for that particular joint, and they resist stretch beyond that optimal range, or in other words, beyond what would be a stable position for the joint, given what directions and degrees of motion the joint is meant to have. In the case of the ankle, the joint has an extensive range of motion pointing the foot downwards, a moderate range of motion pointing the foot upwards, and a much more limited range of motion moving the foot side to side. You can see why that is the case, given how we need to balance upright on one leg at a time and push off of our toes during parts of our stride while running and walking. If the ankle didn't move up and down fluidly, or if it wobbled extensively side to side, we wouldn't be able to walk and we'd fall down all the time. And that would be a bummer. So thankfully, the ankle construction prevents that problem. The lateral or outer ligaments are most vulnerable to injury because if we roll our ankles, we tend most commonly to roll the bottom of the foot inward and roll the outer side of the foot underneath the leg. This is called an inversion injury. This puts particular strain on the lateral ligaments, especially on the front outer one called the anterior talofibular ligament, which connects the talus and the fibula, and the ligament that connects the fibula to the heel bone. The bone is called the calcaneus, therefore the ligament is called the calcaneal fibular ligament. If we roll or twist our ankle beyond the normal range of motions, the ligaments are stretched beyond their capacity, and the fibers of this connective tissue can develop micro or macro tears. Muscles and tendons can also be pulled. When muscles or tendons associated with the ankle are stretched or torn, that is called a strain, with a T as in tomato or tomato. When the ligaments are stretched painfully or tear to any degree, that is called a sprain, with a P as in potato or potato. There are various grades of sprain assigned to varying degrees of severity of the ankle sprain. Ankle sprains with a P are classified as grade 1, 2, and 3. Depending on the amount of damage or the number of ligaments that are damaged, each sprain is classified from mild to severe. A grade 1 sprain is mild stretching and micro tear damage to a ligament or ligaments without instability of the joint. A grade 2 sprain is a partial thickness tear to one or more ligaments which have been stretched to the point that they become loose and the ankle then has some compromised stability. A grade 3 sprain is a complete tear of a ligament causing complete instability to the ankle. An ankle sprain can range from very mild grade 1, such that there is very little bruising or swelling, and just mild tenderness and pain with weight bearing, to that very severe grade 3 in which you cannot walk, and there is extensive swelling, dramatic bruising, and severe pain even while at rest. These severe symptoms elicit concern that there may be a fracture. In that case, an X-ray is an important diagnostic to determine if indeed there has been any kind of fracture, including an avulsion fracture where a small piece of bone was torn away due to the excessive stretching of the ligaments. So that is the list of the most acute types of injuries, but there are also chronic injuries to the ankle. And the ankles are subject to chronic pain just like any joint, meaning pain that comes on gradually and continues to bother us for long periods of time. Chronic pain in our ankles can be due to tendinitis of the tendons wrapping around the ankle due to overuse, repeated strains from sports, habitual use of high heels or other shoes with worn uneven soles that rock our feet inward or outward, or inherent structural issues like having very flat feet. Repeated ligament sprains that were not allowed to heal fully can lead to chronic pain in the ankle from the resulting instability. Chronic arthritic diseases like rheumatoid, psoriatic, or osteoarthritis, chronic Lyme disease, or gout can lead to inflammation and constant pain in our ankles. Chronic ankle pain requires a different approach to heal than acute ankle pain and depends on the specific cause. So how do we treat ankle pain? Acute injuries that are not fractures, i.e. sprains and strains, all rely on the same initial treatment with rice. Not the grain, but the four elements of rest with an R, ice with an I, compression with a C, and elevation with an E. It takes weeks to months for most sprains to heal. Weeks to months. And they will heal, but the ankle must be rested initially, and then gradually activity and mobility should be reintroduced as soon as tolerated to ensure healing in the correct range of motion and with fully restored stability. Severe sprains can take more than a year to heal fully, and any re-injury before the sprain is fully healed can lead to permanent stretching or tearing and destabilization of the ankle joint for life. Ice should be applied for about 20 minutes several times a day. Bags of frozen peas or chopped ice work well, as they can be molded to the joint. Be careful not to over-ice or you will retard healing. Compression helps keep swelling down, but should be moderate and should be wrapped around the ankle with enough play to allow some motion at the ankle joint. Rely on your physician or your physical therapist to help you learn how to wrap a sprained ankle. If the sprain is moderate or severe, make sure to be seen and evaluated by a physician, not only to ensure that there is no fracture, but to help with the specifics of how to heal the particular damaged tissues in your case. In non-fracture injuries, surgery is only very rarely required, and even in fractures, it's rarely needed. But this does depend on the specifics of the fracture, so again, a physician's evaluation is key with anything worse than a mild sprain or strain. Chronic pain requires evaluation by a physician to determine the cause of the pain. Is it a structural issue, inflammatory, a chronic disease, or the result of damaging sports or footwear practices? And then you can develop a plan together to begin to heal and relieve the pain. Osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with all of these problems, to alleviate pain and inflammation, to help maintain excellent circulation and lymphatic drainage, and to heal and prevent the problems. And it addresses any root structural and anatomical causes that may have predisposed you or led to the development of the ankle pain or injury in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for ankle pain, such as that from a sprain or arthritis. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with this kind of pain? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently, precisely, and in detail with the intricate and extraordinary structure of your legs, knees, ankles, and feet, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve range of motion of bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your ankle joint and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the pain, but also help to heal and prevent it. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your ankles and feet, here are some important tips for maintaining good lower extremity health and avoiding ankle injuries and chronic pain. Always gently stretch your hips, legs, knees, ankles, and feet before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Use proper shoes for whatever activity you are engaged in. Avoid high heels and replace shoes frequently to avoid standing and walking on soles that rock your foot to the outer or inner side of the sole or heel of the shoe. Stay well hydrated to keep tissues flexible and healthy. And one of the best ways to avoid ankle problems is to strengthen and stretch your calf muscles regularly to provide good support for the ankle joint. So to review, ankle pain is most commonly caused by sudden acute injuries like sprains and strains. RICE, that is rest, ice, compression, and elevation, are the initial treatments to relieve that first pain. Any acute ankle injuries more severe than a mild sprain or strain should be evaluated by a physician, as should chronic ankle pain as well, to look for fractures, severe sprains, and chronic diseases requiring treatment. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms, promote long-term healing, and make a real difference in helping optimize structure and function in ankles, feet, knees, and legs, therefore helping to restore health and prevent these pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's it. I've already used up my time. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman at Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., with new evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sunday evenings at 5:30. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your health, watch out for the ice, and thank you for listening.